Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Olga. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the number 10. I cannot wait. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly, and you write your name, and then I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil down. We're going to do some coloring first. So at the top of your page, you're going to see the ocean. And there's a lot of sea creatures and things in the ocean. I love it. It's so pretty. So what I would like us to do is color the jellyfish. But before we do, I want us to count the jellyfish. So let's count with our finger. Point to the jellyfish and move your finger every time you count one. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, sometimes when you have a lot of the same thing, you might get confused and you might think, wait, did I count that one? Or did I already count that one? Or did I say 11 when I think we're learning about the number 10 and I don't know? So here's what you're going to do. Pick up your pencil. And every time you count a jellyfish, I want you to put a little dot on him. And that way, you know you already counted it. Him or her, it doesn't matter. All right, so take your pencil and mark off or put a little dot on the jellyfish when you count him. So everybody got your pencil? All right, pick a jellyfish. We're going to make a dot and start counting. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes! So now I know I counted all my jellyfish because they have a mark. And I didn't count any of them twice. Now go ahead and put down your pencil. We're going to color these jellyfish. Let's color these jellyfish. Let's make them purple, just for fun. Any kind of purple will work for me. I'm not picky. Let's color all the jellyfish, their faces and head body thingies, and their little legs too. Go ahead and color them purple. So let's practice counting to 10 while we color our jellyfish. You color, I'll count, you just listen. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, this time I'm going to count again, but I'm going to leave some space for you. I'm going to pause, and I'm going to have you echo me. Echo means you're going to repeat what I say. So if I say 1, then you say 1 right after me. And if I say 3, then you say 3 right after me. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, 10. Yes, 10 is our number. 10 is our number. 10 is a good number. I like the number 10. I am starting to count, let's see, or color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Color, I'm starting to color jellyfish number 7. If you're way ahead of me, you might have colored a little sloppy, so I'm going to ask you to go back and check and kind of fix any sloppy slops that you did. And if you're way behind me, I need you to catch up a little. This is not going to go into the Museum of Fine Arts. It's okay. And we're not going to sell this and try and make money. So it doesn't have to be your very, very, very best job in ever in all the land. So don't go too slow, but also don't go so fast. All right, I'm about to color my last jellyfish purple. Almost. Here I go. I'm coloring my last jellyfish purple. 10 is our number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 is the number for the day. I'm putting down my purple crayon. I'll give you a few more seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 comes after 9. All right, boys and girls, see the fish swimming on top? Let's take our fingers. Put down all your crayons. Let's take our fingers and count the fish. Touch the fish and count them with me. Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there's a lot of fish and I'm kind of having my same problem. Did I count it already? Did I not count it? So let's get our pencils and let's put a little dot, something small, on our fish to know that we counted them. Ready? You got your pencil? Okay, here we go. 1, you should be putting a little mark. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, okay, I have all 10 fish. They have a little mark. I know what I'm doing now. Okay, put your pencil down. I love that strategy. It makes me know that I did the right thing. I'm not making an accidental mistake. Okay, let's color these fish orange. Any kind of orange will work. I just picked up my yellow orange crayon and I'm fine with that. Let's color our fish orange. Yellow orange works too. I'm not picky. So we have 10 fish and we have 10 jellyfish. And 10 fish because our number for the day is 10. I'm gonna practice counting to 10. Ready for this? Ready? In my singing voice, because I love to sing. I love to sing. Singing is fun for Mrs. Oldham. Here I go. Here's my singing song to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 10 comes after 9. 10 comes after 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's my singing. Okay, now I'm going to do it in my sad voice. Will you count with me to 10? In a sad voice, like you're kind of sad, you know, you're a little bit teary-eyed. And I don't know why we're sad. I don't know, because I'm not swimming with the fish, with the jellyfish. I mean, it's pretty down there. Okay, let's count in our sad voice. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 comes after 9, I know. 10 comes after 9, and maybe soon we could go swimming with the fish, but not today. Oh, so sad. But I can count to 10 even if I'm crying. I really can. Okay, I'm finished with all my fish. And now I'm happy because I'm finished with all my fish. Are you finished counting all of your fish? I'll give you a few more seconds. You should have colored all 10 fish. We counted all 10 fish. We counted all 10 jellyfish. And we colored all 10 jellyfish. Take a couple of more seconds. 2, 1. All right, put down all your crayons. Let's look at the very bottom of the ocean. See those? They kind of look like trees, sort of, without leaves. That's called coral. Coral. It's very pretty in real life if you've ever gotten to go snorkeling down in the ocean. So let's count our coral, each little separate tree-looking thing, but it's called coral. Let's count it. Touch it with your finger and let's count it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. 10 coral down at the bottom of the ocean. Let's try our strategy. Let's pick up our pencil. Let's dot it every time we count it. Make sure we didn't count any twice. Ready? Put a dot on the coral when you count it. Got your pencil? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Got it. Okay, coral is supposed to be beautiful. It's all kinds of different colors. Let's color this beautiful coral. Let's color it, let's do like pink. Find your pink crayon. Pink crayon. Let's start coloring the coral pink. There are 10 pieces of coral. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you coloring? You should be coloring it pink. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What comes after 9? 10. 10 coral down at the bottom of the sea. Okay, we don't need to be sad this time. Let's practice counting to 10, but we're not sad this time. Let's practice counting to 10 in a spooky voice. Let's try it. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Spooky voices. Let's practice counting to 10 in our baby voices. We're babies right now. We're going to count to 10. And we are so smart babies because we can count to 10. All the way to 10, we're smart babies. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can count to 10. And in my baby voice, it makes me sound so smart because I can count to 10 even though I'm a baby. How are you doing? I am almost finished coloring all my coral. Are you? Hopefully you're not already done. If you are, go back and check. Make sure you did a nice job filling any white pieces that you left. And if you're way behind me, speed it up a little. I'm on my last piece of coral right now. 10 pieces or 10 kinds of coral, 10 fish, 10 jellyfish. Okay, I have finished all of my coral. Take a few more seconds to finish up. Few more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, finish your knot. Put down all your crayons. Pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. There are some numbers going across underneath the coral. It's the number 10. The number 10 is a 1 and a 0 together. So let's trace the first number 10. Trace the 1, start at the top, go straight down, and then trace the 0. Start at the top and go around. That's the number 10. Scoot over. Let's do it again. Start at the top, go straight down of the 1, and now let's do the 0. Start at the top, go around. That's the number 10. Move over. Trace the 1, start at the top, go down, and then trace the 0. Start at the top, go all the way around. Okay, scoot over. We're going to write our own 10. Ready? The 1 comes first. Start at the top, go straight down, and now make your 0. Start at the top, make a nice, neat 0. Move over. Let's do it again. The 1 comes first. Do your nicest printing. Good job. Move over. Let's do it again. The 1 comes first. then the 0 for the number 10. Move over. The 1 comes first, and then the 0, right neatly. That's the number 10. Okay, all those numbers say 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Let's look at the turtles. Let's count the spots on the turtles. Same thing. Kind of put a dash through the spot. Make sure you already counted it. I'm just going to like kind of cross it off a little with one little line. Ready? Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's our turtle. Circle him. He's our matching turtle. He's our number for the day. The next turtle, if you count the spots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, only has 5. That's not our turtle. All right, let's count the pencils in the pencil cup. Mark it off. Kind of put a dot when you count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Circle it. There's our pencil cup. 10 pencils. Our next pencil cup only has 1, 2, 3. That's not our number for the day. See the domino? Let's count the dots on the first domino. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. Let's count the dots on the next domino. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There it is. Circle it. All right, look at the ladybug. I need you, with your pencil, to draw 10 dots on the ladybug, just like the turtle has dots. Draw 10 on your ladybug with your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Check. Make sure you have 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yay. I do. Do you? Okay, scoot over. Do you see the boxes with the circles in them? That's a 10 frame. We're going to take our pencil and we're going to fill in the circles for each circle. Just take your pencil and fill it in, color it in. 1, 2, we're just coloring the circles. 3, with our pencils. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There are 10 counters in the 10 frame. And the last thing I need you to do is there are two numbers. Which number says 10? Circle it. You know it. It's got a 1 and a 0. Circle the number that says 10. Boys and girls, we did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.